Progress Report 14, June 15th. Our escape hit the papers yesterday, and the tabloids had a field day. On the second page of the Daily Press, there was an old picture of me and a sketch of a white mouse. The headline read, "Moron Genius and Mouse Go Berserk." Niemer and Strauss are reported as saying I had been under tremendous strain and that I would undoubtedly return soon. They offered a $500 reward for Algernon, not realizing we were together. When I turned to the later story on the fifth page, I was stunned to find a picture of my mother and sister. Some reporter had obviously done his legwork. Sister unaware of moron genius's whereabouts. Special to the Daily Press. Brooklyn, New York, June 14th. Miss Norma Gordon, who lives with her mother, Rose Gordon, at 4136 Marks Street, Brooklyn, New York, denied any knowledge of her brother's whereabouts. Miss Gordon said, "We haven't seen him or heard from him in more than 17 years. Miss Gordon says she believed her brother dead until last March, when the head of the psychology department at Beekman University approached her for permission to use Charlie in an experiment. My mother told me he had been sent to the Warren Place, Warren State Home and Training School in Warren, Long Island," said Miss Gordon, "and that he died there a few years later. I had no idea that he was still alive." Miss Gordon requests that anyone who has any news about her brother's whereabouts communicate with the family at their home address. The father, Matthew Gordon, who is not living with his wife and daughter, now operates a barber shop in the Bronx. I stared at the news story for a while, and then I turned back and looked at the picture again. How can I describe them? I can't say I remember Rose's face. Although the recent photograph is a clear one, I still see it through the gauze of childhood. I knew her, and I didn't know her. Had we passed on the street, I would not have recognized her, but now, knowing she is my mother, I can make out the faint details, yes. Thin, drawn into exaggerated lines, sharp nose and chin, I can almost hear her chatter and bird screech. Hair done up in a bun, severely, piercing me with her dark eyes. I want her to take me into her arms and tell me I am a good boy, and at the same time, I want to turn away to avoid a slap. Her picture makes me tremble. And Norma, thin-faced too, features not so sharp, pretty, but very much like my mother. Her hair, worn down to her shoulders, softens her. The two of them are sitting on the living room couch,